Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Tobin and Leroy Show. But you never know, because my camera is facing the other way. Welcome on into the final hour of the Tobin and Leroy Show. Tobin is out.
Your camera does what all of our cameras do.
Yeah.
When if it has out. A choice to look at us or JFig, it points at JFig.
Yeah, she's not even here, and it's like pointing in the direction of her seat.
You guys are ugly.
Okay, well, I got a haircut yesterday, so I have like at least a week.
I know, I'm seeing you high and tight today.
So you're pretty ugly.
No, for like a week, I'm pretty good. And then after that, back down to earth.
Getting
mine's 3rd of July.
Yeah, that's solid. Right before the
weekend.
See, my thing is, I like to get nice and ugly, right? And then make people forget that I even had a haircut ever. And then when I get a haircut, they're like, dang, boy. Dang. And I'm like, chill, chill. I'm trying to get like you. Chill, chill.
Marcos, your personality is very pretty.
Wow. Hey, you know, let's clap it up for Figgy. Let's just clap it up for Figgy.
Well, she's trying to say you're aesthetically ugly, but in the inside, you're a nice person.
I heard what she said.
Marcos is not aesthetically ugly.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Your insides must be ugly then.
It feels like that sometimes. Well, it does feel like that.
We saw your ankle, so yeah.
No. I totally beat science. Let's go ahead and give you some headlines. These headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. You can choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Mentioned Show Pony is out, but that didn't stop him for being kind enough to cut some audio from us as rookie 20th pick, Kasperis Jakučionis. I feel like I'm doing too much.
Jakučionis.
But like, I feel like I'm doing too much Chonis. Jakučionis. Like, it should be like more. I don't know. That was probably my best one, though. He had his introductory presser where he mentioned a few things, such as not playing in the Euro Basketball League this summer. That will include Pelle Larsson as well as Nikola Jovic on opposite teams, though. So it's not like he's giving up a chance to potentially bond with them. He just wanted to let us know that he's locked in on Miami Heat basketball, most likely going to be involved in that summer league. So, he spoke to the media recently. This is what he said in regards to what he likes about the Miami Heat culture.
So it's winning culture all the time, trying to do everything possible to win, give all out effort every day, the toughness. And I love winning. You know, I try to do everything possible for the team to win, try to work hard and be the best version of myself for the team to win.
Now, here's my question. Who's going to Americanize him?
Let Vlad do it.
Normal Vlad. Not new Vlad.
Black Vlad. Not correct. New Vlad. Okay. Black Vlad.
So that's what I'm saying, because when Jovic came in, he had Jimmy Butler, who kind of, took him under his wing. A lot of his comedy came from Jimmy Butler.
All these Euros need to have a minority friend, melanin friend.
No, I agree.
Dirk Nowitzki was loved. You know why? Because when Dirk was in Germany, his big-time crushes were Little Kim and Foxy Brown. So when he came to the States, he was already there. He was cool. He knew what was up. When they took him to the hip-hop clubs, he wasn't, like, taken aback, or like, oh, my God, culture shock. No, he was down with it. So, yes, he needs – see, Bam's in love, so Bam's
That's
not going to
– saying.
But he. Bam's taking him to Vegas all the time.
I think they should have Vlad do it, because Vlad was already down here. He went to FAU. Vlad.
We're talking about me.
Big Vlad.
No, not he's Basketball talking about Big Vlad.
Yeah, we're talking about Black Vlad.
He's very confusing.
We're talking about Black. That's why I distinguished it. Black Vlad.
No, I'm talking about European Vlad.
No, he doesn't need Europe because he needs.
What does European Vlad know?
He doesn't know.
But he was already down here.
Yeah, but he was at FAU.
He was in Boca. Come on. Come he was on. In the mouth of Florida. Come on, man.
You what think he know? Never – you think – wait.
He knows Jackson's Ice Cream Parlor.
You telling me.
He knows your model road.
He went to FAU. They never went to South Beach.
No.
That's a drive, bro.
It's too far.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Although I did see Joe Kim Noah yesterday in Coral Gables.
He knows Clematis.
I'm sorry. What's going on here?
Clematis Road. Yeah, that's in West
Point. That's a road.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
That's like Deerfield Beach version of Las Olas.
Nice. I randomly saw Joe Kim Noah yesterday out of a Benihana dressed in his pajamas, just getting dinner with his family.
That's very Joe Kim Noah like.
Yeah, it was very nice. I didn't bother him, though, because I felt like he'd just get angry. He just gets angry for some reason.
I need to go somewhere to eat on Sunday.
I got a good spot for you.
Go to your spot, Capital Grill.
Go to STK.
No, I'm going to go.
Why would you go to STK?
I'm going to go to. I'm going to go where Fonz works, Shuck and Dive.
Ah, okay. All right, that works.
There you go.
Trying to get a discount.
Of course.
No, not trying to get. I don't get no discount, but I'm just saying. We all from New Orleans.
Leroy feels at home there.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Oh, you could go to Popeyes.
Everyone knows and loves him there.
Well, look, actually, I have a better idea for you, Leroy.
For real. This real talk right here. Uh-huh. I don't know how the kids say it, but I'm going to tell you real talk.
You mess with this food.
The Popeyes here.
Is bad compared to Louisiana, right?
Yeah. I don't even eat Popeyes here.
I got you.
No, I can imagine. I've heard that. But look, if you don't have time for any of that, Leroy, you want to go to your favorite spot on Sunday. This is another headline I've been meaning to talk about all day. Publix got a new sub, baby.
Oh,
Peach Heat.
Hey, yo.
Okay.
First of all,
Peach?
That is a firm. Hey, hold on.
Yes.
That's a firm no.
All right.
I don't like when people be putting raisins and stuff in salads and stuff. I'm out.
Look, this one it's chicken tenders, Peach Heat chicken tenders, on white bread topped with chipotle gouda, coleslaw, crispy jalapeno.
Too much. Too much. They're trying too hard.
Peach Heat?
The only thing I like peaching is peachy whiskey.
All right.
Peach whiskey. I I've been known to sip on a little, what is it, peach, what is it?
Downstairs during happy hour, they used to do peachy whiskeys.
Hey, if I mention the bottle, you're going to know. The purple bag.
Crown.
Peach Crown.
I don't do Crown anymore.
Why is that?
You know how much more Crown I used to buy in Brian Monroe? All the bets I used to lose him? Jeez.
What, that was his thing?
Oh, yeah. If you lose a bet, Brian Monroe wants you just get him a bottle. Brown or Crown.
Oh yeah, that is his bottle.
Bro, he probably got like 20 of them off just alone. Just me and Zach.
I mean, like on a budget. Not a budget necessarily, but if I'm just like not trying to go too crazy, definitely Crown. If I feel like treating myself a little bit, I go for that Woodford Reserve. That's that good stuff.
Dude, hold on. Next time you come over, I'm gonna go into my closet.
Hey, yo.
Ooh, okay.
Pull some stuff out.
This is good. This is liquor.
Glad I don't drink. Put it this way.
Is this a Diddy?
I don't drink a lot, right?
Yeah.
So when I get, like, usually during Christmas or the New Year's, I get a nice bottle.
I don't like that. Date
South. Yo, Date South, that is so damn true. Like we all do.
Dave's Alf is accusing me of nefarious.
This is an absolute fact. I don't care what anybody says. All smokers have a Crown Royal bag and they put their paraphernalia in there.
I don't like this.
Grinders and bowls are definitely in a Crown Royal bag.
Allegedly.
Absolutely.
Allegedly.
Absolutely.
Allegedly.
I didn't like that accusation.
But yeah, when I come over,
when
people come over, I usually crack open my nice bottle.
What you got?
The
blue label?
Oh yeah, I've been known to. I wasn't a big fan. Somebody got me one for a birthday or something.
Yeah.
And then I was hooked.
One time, I was a server. Somebody ordered a blue label, and I got mad at them because I thought they were playing with me.
Why?
I don't got time for their...
you didn't know there was a blue label?
For their gosh darn bull honky. I told them, I don't got time.
I made Joe Rose buy me 2 shots of blue.
I know. Yeah, I know. I mean, that was another time.
But you know what? That stuff I don't drink at the bar.
Fair.
The only time I bought some at the bar.
Yeah.
About 15 years ago, somebody gave me a bottle of 25-year Macallan.
Oh.
Gallantine. I still have it.
Oh.
But I wanted to know what it tastes like.
How long ago was this that they gave it to you?
15 years.
So now at this point.
Wait, 15 years ago they gave you a bottle?
Yeah, and it was 25. So now Macallan. You got a 40-year-old.
I still have. So you got a 40-year-old bottle.
Yeah.
Wow.
Still got it. And so I went to a restaurant one time. What was it? Down in Miami. I went to Prime.
Oh.
And so I said, you know what? I want to see what's up.
So you brought it with you?
I bought a shot from there.
Ooh.
Guess how much the shot cost?
$38.
Nope. $50. Nope.
$79.99.
$19.43. One shot at Prime.
$138.27.
For a 25 Macallan.
Yeah. Okay. $76.
$150.
Well, no, yeah. Vlad, you guessed 43 numbers, so you and can't guess raise what? Your hand in victory.
And guess what?
I was close.
And guess what? I was tempted to get another one. It was so good.
Oh, wow. You're about to spend $300 on two shots. Yeah.
Did you feel it after one?
Or open the bottle up when I got home.
Did you like
it? Oh, it was that good. Like you wanted, you were willing to.
You might as well go for the bottle and not the shot.
You know what else? Me and Metcalf.
Not DK. Eric Metcalf.
Eric Metcalf.
Okay.
We used to, every Monday, we would go to eat at this Italian restaurant. And whoever had the biggest game, they had to pay for dinner. The other guy had to pay for dinner. So we'd be comparing stats. Talking trash. So one time he had to foot the bill and I got two shots of Louis.
That's another 150 right there. That might have been 150.
Between the two of us, the bill was like 1200.
And how many shots you had?
I had two.
And he had that.
That ain't the worst part.
Yeah, that's a $200 shot.
Next time before, I think it was the clinching game to go to the playoffs, we was eating, and we ate there every Monday, and he balled out. He had like two returns for touchdowns, and on Sunday after the game, when the game was ending, he looked at me on the sideline, say, I'm going to get your ass tomorrow night. That's what the words were.
Oh, because he had a great game, so he knew it was your day to pay? Knew.
And guess how much the bill was?
$2,400.
$5,800.
Oh, he got you bad. You must have done. Yeah, you did him dirty.
More than two shots.
So he got a bottle of wine.
Wine?
That was $5,000.
Wine?
Just for the hell of it, right?
And
it better have been.
He said, guess what his words were? I don't even drink wine.
I knew it. See,
no, athletes,
let me
no,
tell you this.
No,
you athletes are kind of, look, I don't know if it's the tackling. I don't know what it is, the years of punishment. But some of your thinking of your camaraderie is really, really weird. Like, for example, why would I force myself, why would you order a bottle of wine that is worth $5,000 and you don't even drink wine just so that your man's, just to see your man just pay the money? Like he comes out of his pocket. And by the way.
Well, here's why.
And by the way.
Because he felt that I did that to him when I got the Louis.
I get that. And it was going to lead to a question I wanted to ask you, because it's like when you guys take the rookies, I feel bad for those rookies that got to pay for the vet dinners. So why do you guys order things that you have no inclination of?
Here's the crazy thing, Vlad. So when I was in Cleveland, we didn't have a rookie meal. But every Saturday, you had to, for the whole season, I had 10 guys. On Friday, I had to get their order from various restaurants. And on Saturday morning, when we had that morning meeting, I had to put it on their desk and be ready to eat for that morning meat. I did that for 16 weeks.
Nah, fam. I mean, I know it's all about.
The whole part of it, it wasn't even the money. Because it was only like $150, $200 every Saturday. But you had to get up extra early to go pick up all this food.
You earned your stripes.
You earned your keep with the team, but man, like I'm not gonna Marcus. I'm not.
But I saved money. I saved money without having. But it wasn't a big deal because I saved money. Now keep in mind, here's the other thing you have to understand. I think I was the 40th or 45th pick in the draft. I was Cleveland's first pick.
So you got the money. So in their mind.
But guess how much I made my rookie year?
Probably like what, $125,000?
$105,000. So while people talking all that nonsense about, you know, everybody thought, oh, you about to get paid. No, Leroy wasn't getting paid. Mm.
But also those bottles might have not been as expensive as it is now. Cost of living was different.
So just imagine back then a $5,000 bottle of wine.
Yeah. So it'd probably be like $50,000 right now or something like that.
Yeah, if you still had it. So yeah, we had some things, but it wasn't.
By the way,
and then to be fair to my vets who had been around, like Kevin Mack, who had Barry Redden, we had the little running back from Cincinnati, we had some older guys too. That being said, at the end of the year, they took me out for dinner, and said, "That's it, you're done. Now you're one of us."
I guess as a rookie, the best feeling must be that week 17 or week 18 now.
Acceptance?
Well, you know, you don't got to pay no more. That's it. I'm done. One more. Next year's going to be a whole.
And then we had
new
other
crop
guys,
of rookies.
Other guys do it. But here's the kicker. If you don't have a rookie in your room.
Matt Barr.
Right? If you don't have a rookie in your room, then now you got to negotiate with other positions.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
So wait, if there's not a rookie running back coming into your position,
now you got to go.
Now you got to go to like a cornerback or a wide receiver.
No,
man.
Only offense.
Oh, so you got to go to wide receiver. Be like, hey, little man.
Right.
You my rookie now.
The
go
next
get me food.
Year, the next year was cool because we had Steve Everett and a wide receiver that came from Michigan. So, yeah, I was all over that.
Oh, any Michigan, anybody that comes from your alumni?
No, but they were offensive players.
But they also, you got to be an offensive player.
Got to be offense. Okay. All right. Offense don't take care of offense. Defense take care of defense.
Gotcha.
All right, when we come back, what we've been waiting for, Leroy, go get the bandana. It's time for Radio Taboo.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
To the Tobin and Leroy show. We already got the wacky music playing, dog. That sets the vibes. It always sets the vibes. Leroy has returned.
Aww.
Is that Zeus?
No, that's not Zeus. That's Drew. Drew?
Dre? No, Dre is
Dre. White. Dre.
No, that was Zeus.
That was Zeus.
Oh, yeah. True. Yeah.
Drew, Dre.
No, Zeus is this color.
Yeah,
Dre is the color of the couch.
That's what I thought.
Wait, that's what I just saw. No?
No.
Well, if that's how your eyes are working already, this is not going to
happen. Wow.
Wow, what happened?
El Mackey.
Who got him in the chat? Leroy Fee looking like he fought for every yard. Wow. Yikes. All my life I had fight. Well, we already know how this goes. Leroy will have a blindfold on. Vlad will be competing against J-Fig. They will be shown a word that they have to describe to Leroy without using the keywords underneath. Leroy, not being able to see the screen, will be the one guessing. Whoever gets the most points wins. You guys understand the rules?
Leroy is not going to be able to see the screen?
No, he will have a blindfold on.
Okay, I didn't see it. Okay.
Yes, he will have the
blindfold on. Same with some lesson.
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
When he puts a blindfold on. Who won the last one? Vlad, you won the last one, right?
I believe I did.
Yeah, and then you guys
Wasn't it
shared.
Me?
No. That yesterday we shared.
Yesterday you guys shared a chair.
I think Jay Fig won. I think so Jay Fig won.
No, I think I won.
Hold on, I can't see my headphones.
So you won the first taboo, and you guys tied yesterday. All right. So right now, Jay Fig is up to you. Would you like to go first, or do you want Leroy to go first? You
mean, I'm sorry, Leroy can't go.
Leroy can't do anything.
Leroy can't see.
Yeah. You want Vlad to go first?
Yeah, Vlad, you can go first.
All right, Vlad, let's go ahead and put 30 seconds on the clock. I'm going to be strict with the time this time, all right?
Wait. Leroy, can you see how many fingers I'm holding up?
No, I can't see.
J-Fig has been flicking you off the entire time.
No, I wasn't.
She's been double bird saluting you. Crazy. Oh, my God.
She just wanted to make sure that your eyes were
closed. She can't give double bird. She might try to hurt herself.
Well, you know what? Now I'm flicking you off.
All right. Ready for word number one?
Go ahead.
And the timer has begun.
Holiday.
Drew.
That's fair.
Theme.
You go more.
4th of July.
Forest.
Christmas.
Holiday. Snow. Forest. South Florida. FIU.
Owls.
No.
And then the Panthers, too. That's the craziest part.
Oh, my God. holiday. December. South Miami.
Christmas.
Okay.
You're getting close.
Theme. Forest.
Place. It's a place.
Oh, Santa's Channing Forest.
Yeah, there we go.
That was amusement.
That's
Santa's
Vlad.
Santa's enchanted.
There you go, Vlad.
Channing Forest.
A few seconds on the clock, Vlad. Go.
Oh, team. Locally.
Dolphins.
Amateur, but paid. NIL.
Hurricanes.
There you go. A whopping minute and 10 seconds. I said I was going to be strict with the timer, but then I heard him guessing owls for FIU.
That was crazy.
He's going to need.
Wait, am I right? Is it Santa Chana Forest, like near FIU?
Yeah, isn't it?
You said FAU.
No, I said FIU.
Tropical Park.
Yeah, isn't that by
Tropical Park?
I know, isn't that not far?
No. The fair.
The fair. The count. You know what? That's fine. My bad. I confused.
There you go. Hey, listen, look, man. And also, I kind of had to help you out with that too, because I was like,
I don't understand why. Yeah. Go ahead. Go, Jay.
Jay Figgy. I'm gonna put a minute and 10 seconds on the clock. Apparently, that is what we're gonna do here. And Jay Figgy, go. Here's your first word.
Cuban.
Yeah, you messed up, bro.
Is he Cuban?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Kicking.
Okay.
Fight.
She's wrong.
She said.
That's part of the word. Part
That's
of the
part
word.
Of the word.
Part of the word. Jorge Masvidal was the word, Leroy. Jorge Masvidal was
fighting
the word.
Was not. You know what?
All right, you got another
okay,
one.
Okay, are you ready? You can get this at baseball games during theme days.
Ooh, okay.
It is a collectible.
Ooh.
Cup.
Close.
No, but it moves.
Ooh. She's
bobblehead.
Yeah! All right, next word.
All right, we used to order this all the time. And
empanadas.
By
Okay,
from where?
From Half Moon.
There you go. That's 2 points.
Marcos has had a very hard time pronouncing.
Wait a minute.
This
how many minutes is she getting here? This is over 2 minutes here.
She's got one. Five,
it happened this week.
Four.
Tunas.
Yay.
Three. She had 1:10.
I think you're lying, but go ahead.
Look, it says 1:08. I just stopped a little bit early.
Let me tell you something. I won.
Yeah, as of right now, you got 3 points. But, you know, we still got another round on us. We're going to get real strict with the timer this time. Right now, J-Fig has a 3-2 lead. Actually, she lost a point for saying fight. So right. It's still tied
fight
at two.
Me.
It's 2-2. Two, two.
Whoa. Okay. It's you two, said two. Don't say fighter.
Yeah, two, same two. Thing, yeah. All right, ready, go.
Is this me?
Yes, this is this is Vlad.
Okay.
Oh.
30 seconds now.
Lone Depot Park.
Baseball field.
Okay. Team.
The Miami Marlins.
There you go. All right, next word.
Former Bruin.
Oh, Marchand.
All right. Next word.
Loudmouth. Black. 20 million. Disney.
30 seconds is up, my friend.
Loudmouth.
I could have given
Black Disney. 20 million.
Sports.
Origin Blue Skies. Are you kidding me?
Stay off.
Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing, Marcus. Are you kidding me, Leroy?
Can
Black Disney.
I think Disney's talking. Throwing him off.
Can How is Disney throwing him off? He works for Disney.
Like, hell yeah, let me. I didn't do it. I'm not the one.
Oh, my God. Loudmouth.
I don't know. Like,
Talks. Morning Show. Disney.
Suits.
Shannon Sharp.
Steve.
Jesus
Shannon
Christ.
Sharp is the word.
God. No, Stephen A. Smith was the actual
Stephen A.
word.
Smith.
You could have said, how about them Cowboys?
I don't care. No, if I say Loudmouth, Black, Disney, you should know Stephen A. Smith.
The
I
louder said, you yell Disney,
but,
the less
Yeah, I'm thinking of a
know.
Character. Okay. I'm not thinking
ESPN.
Tell
you that Disney.
Loudmouth, Disney.
Disney threw me off.
How?
Disney threw him off. Hey, man.
Apparently, we're going to tell you.
As a quarterback, you can't be, you got to be like, hey, man, I got to.
He works for ESPN. They're owned for Disney. I can't say ESPN.
We're milking the clock. Okay.
Good.
Okay. Ready?
Is that me or her?
Figgy is up. You got 30 seconds on the clock. Ready? Go.
Oh. There was a celebration here this past week.
Oh, Panthers, Florida Panthers.
No,
parade.
Specific place.
Elbow room.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, next one.
Okay.
Ooh.
This is a legend. Very well known in Miami. Mm.
D-Wade.
No, but
I'm going to help you out. I'm going to help you out, J-Fish.
No. Can I say football?
Yeah. It's
not Messi.
No. No. Not the Spanish version football. No. This person has also restaurants.
836.
Golf courses in Miami Lakes.
836.
Oh, Scottie Pippen.
Highway. Highway. Road.
Scottie Pippen. He owns
golf courses down here.
A hotel, a steakhouse.
An expressway highway named after this person?
Dan Marino.
Oh, my God.
Don Shula.
Miami legend Scottie Pippen.
Because the steakhouses are closed.
Yo, Miami legend Scottie Pippen. Larson Pippen is more of a Miami legend.
Man.
Don't listen to these men.
Like, when his eyes are closed, it's hard. It's hard to hear so many voices coming at you.
What is it, four up?
Four up. All right, I'm going to give you guys 5 seconds with this word each. I'll give you guys 10 seconds with this word each. If you can get it, you guys take home the trophy. Vlad, you're up. 10 seconds on the clock now.
You just gave me that.
I lied. I meant to do this one. Go.
Food. Outside. Games.
Barbecue.
What do you call it?
Three.
Barbecue.
Behind a car.
Two.
Behind a car. Food.
One.
Oh, my God.
Oh, a food truck.
Oh, no.
Behind a truck is a food
a grill.
I love this. I love this game.
Okay, it's already game. It's been 5 seconds, okay? The word was
tailgate.
Oh, wait. Behind a car?
What do you do when you what do you do when you're behind a car?
Tailgate them.
Well.
Oh. No.
Jesus.
You should have, could you say before a game?
I did. I said outside before a game.
Okay, next.
No, you didn't.
I did say that.
Long break, guys.
No way. We're still, it's actually going to be a long break.
Yeah.
All right. For all the marbles. For all of the marbles. I don't have any more available, so I'm just going to use this one from the internet.
Yo, you asked me, like, right during the break, give you a word.
Yeah, I was trying to get...
That makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, wait, am I not playing?
Yeah. Luckily, though, he was smart enough to not give me one. I'm trying to get one that kind of makes sense. This is strange. All right, ready? This is the final word.
Is this for me? Because
yes, yeah. This will be for you, okay. Figgy. 10 seconds on the clock. Very strange. Ready? Go.
Okay, you wear this on your upper body.
Shirt.
5 seconds.
Four.
No. A little bit higher. Hat. It is two, hard.
One.
Close. Necklace.
Necklace.
Can I can I try it?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
For the win. For the win.
I'm reading the chat right now.
8 seconds, right?
8 seconds.
Yeah. You wore this.
Jersey.
Besides the jersey.
Shoulder
upper
pad.
Region. Upper region.
Helmet.
There yes. you go. I think the real winner here is the audience that listens to Leroy attempt to guess.
By the way, I love the audience because they're like, I wouldn't give that clue. I'm like, yeah, you guys, you don't know.
Until you're in that pressure.
Until
you're
in that pressure and then you're trying hard not to say the word. Yeah. That's the taboo words. But in your mind, you know.
How do you think
I feel? Yeah. Then
because I ain't thinking like y'all thinking.
True. This is great.
I get. I think you say necklace. That's crazy.
He said necklace.
We were so close.
Scotty Pippen.
Yo, Scotty, when he said Miami legend, Scotty Pippen, I lost it.
That
right.
broke me. I just had to.
Because you said golf courses and restaurants. So
you must see Scotty a lot at golf courses and restaurants.
Like, if it was Scotty Pippen, I would have said housewives. I would have said.
And wait, by the way, Vlad, let me just say this.
Yelling Disney?
I'm gonna tell you why. I couldn't say ESPN. I couldn't say ESPN.
You can yell the same thing over and over again. If I don't get it the first time, I ain't gonna get it the tenth time.
Maybe you didn't hear the first time. I said loudmouth.
You said it like 20 times.
Sports talk.
And
Disney.
Loudmouth like 15.
So I would have known black. I even said black. Black. Loudmouth. Yeah. Disney.
Can I just say, in fairness. The Disney threw me off.
Threw him off.
But I couldn't say yes.
I knew that Disney. I know it threw you off.
When you said Disney, I started thinking about
all the characters. Yeah. But I was just, I couldn't say ESPN because that's the taboo word.
Right.
Guys, I
so it was like, Disney.
Well, that was another rousing rendition.
You love this right now.
Of Radio Taboo.
You
guys,
love this.
It is sweeping the nation.
You know what you could have said? Somebody just said it.
What?
Stay off the weed.
I did say that.
Yeah, you did say that. You did say that.
Yeah, but.
I don't believe in that.
Well, it's therefore, yeah.
Therefore, I'm not going to say it.
Well, look, we're going to. We'll just combine breaks. Who is your dead to me? Let's get to dead to me. How about that? While we're still here, and we'll close the show out with that.
I'm going to do mine real quick.
Yeah.
Get it out of the park. Mm-hmm. Allergies have been killing me this whole day.
Allergies.
Dead to me.
That's fair. That's fair. As a man who has no allergies, but I constantly see people struggle with them.
You have no allergies?
Nah.
I used to never have allergies, and man.
No. I beat science in more ways than one.
Oh, so. Jesus.
No allergies on this side, but I completely understand how that can ruin your time. So allergies.
You don't have a headache from how bad.
Can I just tell you what's dead to me real quick?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
To you jackasses.
Oh,
that
wow.
Drive in the fast lane with the sign above car. That says slow traffic move right and your slow ass stays in the left lane. Y'all need to be dealt with.
Wow. All
I'm going to just tell you right now. Learn how to drive on the highways. Move over. If you're not going to drive or pay attention, because every time I drive one of them, they're looking down at their damn phone.
Well, come July 1st, if you're even caught staring, touching, anything. It could be a tablet, could be a phone.
Oh, is it a ticket?
It is an automatic ticket, three of them, and they will revoke your license. They are cracking down.
What if you're looking at a GPS?
Cannot do anything. I just don't know.
Part of, but now
there's going to be so many people lost here.
Yeah, for sure.
These new highways?
Nothing.
It don't matter. Yeah. It don't matter.
It has to be like, on one of those handheld.
There's a big bright sign on 75 that says, slower traffic, move right. And they still doing makeup and looking down at their phone driving 60 in the 65 in the left lane.
Bro. He's absolutely
that
right.
That causes more accidents than people driving reckless. True. I promise you.
Vlad
says the person who brake checks people. That's next.
True. That's true. That's true. Vlad, who is dead to you?
I have nobody who's dead to me.
All right, it's a solid week.
Disney!
Disney. Leroy, for not guessing. Nah, Stephen A. Smith.
I still won. I came through.
That's true.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I came through at the end. I pulled it out.
No.
Yeah, man. I'll take a backdoor victory. Pause.
Well. My dead to me goes to Pixar.
Really? Disney? Again?
Kind of. No,
I'm just kidding.
Is Pixar?
I don't know. They got something related with animation.
Yeah, I think the guy who used to work for Disney started Pixar. But anywho, it goes to Pixar for one reason only. It's going to get kind of dark for a second, but we got to get out of here, so I'll make this quick. My father passed away about 10 years ago. Makes it 10 years on this July, right? And this movie that is coming out from Pixar called Elio happens to have his name, which is not a common name. Very weird. Like, if a movie was called, like, Vladimir, you'd be like, what the hell? You know, that's not like Bob or something like that, right?
I would think a movie named Vladimir would be common.
I don't know. We'll Google to see if there's any movies.
At least in the Dominican.
Potentially, yeah. Mr. Guerrero probably has a documentary about it. But nonetheless, this movie I saw as an opportunity for my son to see something that he may be like, hey, I like this movie. This is lit. Oh, this is my grandfather's name. So cool. This is a way for me to connect with someone I never met and never will meet. Unfortunately, the movie sucks. It sucks.
It stunk?
It is horrible. I saw it. It's a garbage movie. It's nothing good about it. I'm like, oh, this is going to be so sweet. We can, bond over this. And the movie sucks. I'm never going to see that again. I don't want nothing to do with it. You had one opportunity, Pixar, and you ruined it. So therefore, you're dead to me.
Wow.
You had one chance, Pixar.
This show came to a screeching halt.
I told you.
I don't know. I thought I was about to get sad, and then all of a sudden, it was just back to Marcos being Marcos.
I had to give you the abbreviated version. We got to combine two breaks. So I can't take you through the entire path of how disappointing this was. But just know, Pixar, absolutely dead to me. No, you know what? No, what if I just started snapping on Figs if she was a Pixar writer?
Why? You know what? I would just snap on me. I'm here giving you sympathy.
Yeah, you've actually been very nice to me today, too, so. I appreciate that. I appreciate everybody. I appreciate everybody being patient with us as Tobin.
Good luck tomorrow, Leroy. On your tournament.
Yes, good luck, Leroy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good luck tomorrow.
Figgy, feel better as far as these allergies go. Vlad, have an excellent weekend. Vlad, you got a...
Yes, Sports Day will be on Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 4. Me and my cousin.
He will be back at it again. You can enjoy Vlad tomorrow on air, 12 to 4.
Don't forget... Things get wrong, you say Disney.
Yeah,
Disney.
Disney! We'll be back on Monday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.